Are you interested in building water features professionally? Whether you have an existing contracting business or are looking for a fun and profitable side hustle, then you found the perfect podcast to follow. I'm Greg Whitstock, the Pond Guy, founder of Aquascape Inc., and this is my podcast. Each 20-minute episode profiles the journey of a successful certified aquascape contractor whose best practices you can emulate. I love my job, and here's how you can too.
We are on the phone this morning with Aquafeatures of Tallahassee, my longtime friend, Buzz Ireland. How are you doing this morning, Buzz?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, my first time at Tallahassee, Florida was last year when I got to come down. And finally, after how many years have we known each other, tour your ponds?
It's been probably a good 20 years we've been together.
It's amazing what you find when you go to somebody's house. First of all, Buzz is old enough to be my father because he's the same age as my father, 75. And just like Pondfather Water Features, also down in Florida, you're still going strong, which is a true testament to someone who's passionate about what they do. Wouldn't you say, Buzz?
That is true. I love it and couldn't imagine life without doing it. There's nothing else waiting on the back burner that I feel I need to accomplish.
Well, I was saying it's amazing what you learn about somebody when you visit their home. We had a nice dinner and sat by your pond, and I got to meet your wife. But I also learned, Buzz, that before you were a pond contractor, you were the national clogging champion.
Yes, I did clogging for actually 30 years. My kids grew up in it, and I used to teach it, and we entered competitions all over the Southeast and did very well at it.
So for those who don't know clogging, how would you describe it?
Well, it's a dance that originated in the mountains, North Carolina area and Virginia, and it's just real fast footwork to good, fast music, and it's just a good family affair, and it's very entertaining, and when you're doing it, your mind is on nothing else but that, so it's a great stress reliever.
And it keeps you in good shape. You're still a thin man. You are in pretty good shape. How much do you weigh?
Right now, I weigh 130.
When I graduated, 130 pounds.
I weigh
100 more pounds than you do.
Right.
You weigh the same weight. Now, see, I was a 205-pound block and fullback, and now I'm 230. So I don't think 25 pounds is too bad. But, good job staying in shape. So let's go ahead and get up here to today's speed. So I've never been to Tallahassee, Florida. Florida State Seminoles are down there. I was quite excited. You do some incredible work. But you've spent your entire life there. So why don't you give us your backstory and how you became a pond builder down in Tallahassee?
Well, I live out in the country, and when I was a kid, it was really the country, and it's still relatively out of town here, and we have woods with streams and stuff, and us kids would spend our days down there running around the streams, building dams, and just having fun. And as I grew up, and I was always around water and boats, just liked it, and we'd vacation to North Carolina quite often, and I'd enjoy that, the rocks and stuff. And when I was in my late 30s, a friend of mine was building little hole-in-the-ground ponds in his yard with concrete and no pump, but I just marveled at the frogs and the little goldfish he'd throw in there. So I decided I'd do one in my yard, and I went to a little training class at a local nursery and learned what I thought was the way to build a pond, and fortunately I only built one for a customer before receiving an invitation to build a pond day in Atlanta, Georgia, which is 5 hours away from here. And my sister and I loaded up and went up there, and I wish I could remember the details of, you know, my invitation and why I decided to spend the money to go, but I guess it was just destiny. But went up there, and you were there, and your whole crew was there. I didn't even know who you were at the time. I didn't even know what an aquascape pond was, and we built a fantastic pond that weekend, and it was a difficult build even by today's standards, but it was just fun. I loved it, and we came home, and I sold a large boat I had and put that money into building a pond in my own yard, and Me so, and my wife and my sister and one other mm-hmm. guy went on to make a business out of it.
Amen. And but when you came to the course, you were a landscaper, correct?
Right. I had retired from the state of Florida after 30 years in a computer center underground, and I'd started a lawn maintenance business. I didn't do regular landscaping, and my nephew was had kind of got me started in that, and I just enjoyed lawnmowers and being outdoors. I loved it, and I could buy, you know, $12,000 lawnmowers, and it didn't matter, but and trucks, so it, I just like equipment and things. So it just kind of fell in with my interests.
Sure. Sure. So talk a little bit about how you got started, because you came up to the seminar. You know, this is pretty cool. You have a whole second career that you started. 30 years ago, you retired, and you've been doing this for over 20 years now. So this just shows you a little bit how long you've been in the game. So talk a little bit about how you got your business going and what it looks like today, because I know that the guys come. You got a pretty big property there. Come to your house every morning. You know, I know you work with John, your nephew. So just how you structure the business today and how did it all get started?
Well, after we got back from the build-a-pond, back at that time, there was a lot of build-a-ponds, which are a hands-on training event, you know, in the southeast, especially around Atlanta and Jacksonville and places, and I just got hooked on them, and I went to all of them I could. I met Tony Sargent up in Atlanta, and he taught me a lot and was always available to help me learn. And Joe Higginbotham over in Jacksonville, he was real good with helping me initially to learn what was what. He got me interested in the CAC program and going to Pondemonium. Once I started going to Pondemonium, I'd go by myself. And, I'd learn a lot and bring it back and incorporate it. And it's just something I really liked. But it kept me going. It was mostly a word-of-mouth business. I, you know, built one for a girl I used to work with, and then another one came along. We built that one, and the local nurseries at some point started recommending us to do their referrals, and we started learning how to clean out a pond and make money doing that. First time we cleaned, we actually used scrub brushes to get the algae off before anyone told me I was supposed to be using a pressure washer. Oh, okay. So you learn those kind of things by hanging around with the other pond builders at Pondemonium. You learn better ways to do things, and that's we took advantage of it. And I bought a Toro Dingo to help us in the business, and my wife saw how much work it did, and she said, I'm going inside. So she left the construction part of it and started helping with the office work more. My sister hung in there with me outside, and I'd hire two or three guys here and there. And I've had some really good employees over the years and a few that weren't so good, but that's life in general.
Sure.
But now I've got a really solid crew of my nephew John's my foreman, and then I've got two other guys that had a lot of experience in hardscape work and landscape before they started with me, plus pond building. They did a lot of ponds in that business also. So they've been the real backbone of things. And I've just really enjoyed the dependability of the guys that I've got now. So I've been able to step back and not do as much of the physical rock lugging and digging as I used to. I used to be in the middle of everything, building the waterfalls, and had to guard my waterfall rocks so they wouldn't use them down in the pond while I had my back turned. And those rocks in Tallahassee area are kind of hard to come by. You got to pay a lot of money for them, and the selection didn't used to be very good. I would actually drive to Atlanta to pick up rocks and pond equipment from a company up there before there was a distributor that opened in this area. And it's just, I did what I had to do to make it work. And it's just been a good business over the years, very satisfying.
So let's talk about that, you know, because you went from 30 years working in a computer lab in the basement, and now you're outside working with your hands in the field. Why do you love this job? What's a story or two you could tell us that people that are looking at this as a potential career or wanting to succeed in this, what makes you love this so much?
When I worked with the government, you know, it was just, you got what they'd give you, and didn't matter how hard you worked, that was it. And every day it was the same stuff over and over again. And when I got out of there, I just wanted to be outdoors because I love the outdoors. I grew up in the outdoors.
Talk about your customer who was paralyzed. That was a really cool thing when we went and vlogged him.
Right. I have this one customer that's he's in a wheelchair, been in a wheelchair most of his life, and he's pretty much paralyzed. He can move his arms just a little bit. And his wife said he never used to go outside. She couldn't get him to go outside, but she wanted this pond. So we built him a pond and got him some fish in there to got him going. And he just got to where he was outside all the time. And he even had a method. He couldn't throw fish food in there, so he came up with a method. He could put it in his mouth and spit it out there. And he'd
right.
have the fish trained, or he'd come around to him, you know, and he'd spit the food in there. And he was in, got in the hospital at one point and was really doing terrible. And he told him he just had to get out of there and get back to his pond. He knew his fish weren't going to be okay without him. So he got stronger and stronger and got back out of there. And he's back there loving his pond. He knows every rock. And he'll have us once in a while over there to tell me some rock shifted. It's in his imagination. But we go over there and humor him and check the rocks out. And keep the pond cleaned up and going for them. And it's, you know, it's people like that that just make it a real satisfying business. It's, you got to want to do this business because it is hard work. It's hot or it's cold or it's raining. But when you get through, you can look back and see a beautiful water feature. And the people, mm-hmm. sometimes they went to work that morning when you hadn't even started yet. And they come home in the afternoon and it's completed.
It's quite a transition.
So happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you could see, and you could see what you guys did for that day. It's not like pushing paper or a computer or monitor.
That's true. That's what I was trying to get at for. And yeah, it's something where I control what's happening in my life. You know, if I want to work harder, we work harder. If I, you know, if we need to back off a little bit, we can. We're very big on the maintenance end of the water feature business. We keep up what we build, and we also maintain stuff that other contractors over the years have built, but we're always there for the people, and when they need something, they know they can call us, and it's going to get done real quick. And that's always a goal of mine, is to make sure that people get their pump back up and running before the fish are in jeopardy. We always have backup aerators we can put in, but and being able to maintain ponds on a biweekly basis, we look at what we've done over the years, and we can see what's working right and what didn't work right, what plant we should have never put in there, and what plants are, you know, good. So we,
yep.
Even during the recession days of 2008 and 2009, our income stayed pretty much steady because so much of it was maintenance that people had
sure.
to do, get done, whether they had a lot of money or not. So that's,
well, and because they enjoy it. We're in the middle of this quarantine at home, and I've got 400 pond cleanouts to get started up, and only one person's canceled because they want to enjoy their water feature.
Yeah, we put the cleanouts on hold, but we're still, you know, doing the maintenance, the regular, you know, quickly clean them out, the skimmers, and put in the bacteria and that sort of thing to keep them going until this settles down. It's, you just don't want any of my guys to get sick. And
amen.
We can control what they do on the job, but we don't know what their family has done while they've been gone, so they might get exposed without even knowing it. Anyway, we're doing okay with it.
Listen, tell me one piece of advice that you would recommend to somebody as a career guy that's been doing this for over 20 years as a second career. What would the best piece of advice you'd give to them?
It's to be organized as a business person. It's, I am not good at this. I'm not sure I ever will be. I'm not a good goal setter, but I've watched people that set goals and they keep track of where the money's going in their business, and they seem more relaxed than me. I mean, they know where things are. If they go send somebody to do a job, they know what it's going to cost for that person to go there and get back. I just fly by the seat of my britches, I guess. It's not,
well,
it hasn't been the best tactic. It's gotten me through all these years, but it's not the best way to do business. You need to set goals and try to keep them and keep track of where your money's going, because it just comes in and goes out. And
well,
most of the
you
time
figured
it works out.
and you figured it out, and you've made it this long, and you're supporting your family, you're supporting, you know, your extended family and your nephew. I know your sister's got a beautiful pond, you've got a beautiful pond, and you're 75 years old, and you're still going strong. So you're an inspiration to me, and I'm sure you're going to be an inspiration to other people. Buzz, thanks for joining me on this podcast.
Thank you.
Hey, hope you enjoyed that podcast. And if you want to subscribe to the podcast, just go to aquascapeinc.com/podcast and tune in every Tuesday and Thursday at 4 p.m. Central Time for a brand new podcast. I love my job, and I hope you can too.